there's a saying apparently that you should go hell for leather, but at what age do you look like hell when you go for leather? Vlogger Patricia McVeigh pulled on a pair of leather strides for a night out at the weekend and proudly posted a picture on social media. Cue a few comments that were far from flattering, revolving basically around the view that she was too old to be wearing leather trousers. So does there come a time in a woman or maybe even a man's life when wearing reaching for your leather trousers, I don't know anyone, to be honest, apart from Patricia, that has a pair, maybe is something that you should decide not to do? Or is that simply ages? 030 30 80 55 55, you're getting it all in this programme this morning. Joining me now is Patricia McVeigh. You put these on, you vlog about your weight loss journey, your fitness, and what happened? What were the comments you got?
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
Mostly they are, most of them were positive, of course. But I did get a private message from a lady. Actually, this is the first time I've said that. I just said it was a person who asked my age firstly, and I told her I was 56. And then she proceeded to kind of go on a bit of a rant and said, called me mutton dressed as lamb, and that really I was too old to be wearing leather trousers in public, which was another thing. And as if I'd be just wearing them in the house. But anyway, as well as that, it was a whole sort of tirade about I would need to lose a lot more weight than I already have.
Did you know this woman?
About in leather trousers.
Did you know her?
No.
So
she was. I have over 9,000 followers on my page now. So it was just a private message. I get maybe 40 messages a day, you know, in general. So I answer all of them. But this one kind of just gave me a bit of a head stagger, first of all. And then...
And you're fairly proud of where you are now, because you've... Do you mind me asking how much weight you've lost on this journey?
I've lost over 3 stone.
And that's something you made a conscious decision to do.
Mm-hmm,
fitness,
yeah.
Healthy eating, and you've been vlogging about it the whole way through.
Yeah, I go for my daily walks, which I've never done before. And,
yeah. So you're feeling good about yourself, basically,
you know?
After years of maybe not feeling great. You put these leather trousers on, you post a picture, and someone private messages you and say you are too old,
yeah,
and you need to lose more weight.
Yeah.
How does that, this sounds like a silly question, but how do you feel when you're doing all this, you're putting this effort in to feel better about yourself, and somebody feels the need to send you something like that?
So when you're a blogger, or when you take that decision to go public with a lot of things, you have to take the rough with the smooth, you have to accept that. But this was kind of just more like of an insulting business. So
what did you say back to her?
My feet because of my belly. So when you're at that stage, you feel a lot better about yourself.
Yeah.
No.
So what did you reply to her?
I replied my age, first of all, which was 56, and I have no shame in saying what age I am. So then I thought that might maybe possibly get her into check, but no, she just, there was no point in carrying on this, it was no point in replying, because she was on that vein of thought, and there was no reason with her. And she just basically came on to troll me or just get something off her chest, or thought it was acceptable to insult somebody, and really manners are very easily carried, and that person didn't get that memo. So
did you go out?
I can't change people like that.
Did you go out in the trousers, Patricia, or
absolutely,
did you change them?
And I love wearing them. I've always wanted a pair. Well, actually, I need to get it clear. They're pleather. They're not actually leather. They're
so these
pleather.
Are plastic trousers.
Yes, but they're very nice. And
are they comfortable? They're not a bit sweaty.
Amazing. Sorry?
Are they not a bit sweaty? It sounds
no,
very uncomfortable.
Beautiful. I recommend everybody should buy a pair.
I think I might skip that. I'll mention to Steve and see if he wants to.
I have a pair, actually.
Oh, Patricia. Stay there if you can for me. Emma Wolf and William Hansen are with us. Emma, a commentator, and William, an etiquette expert. Is it ever okay, William, to be ageist when it comes to clothing?
We are ageist, and I would not, I don't condone what that person said to Patricia. Obviously, that woman is entitled to her own private thoughts. We are not always going to love everything that we see on social media, but to actually go out and know that person was going to see it, that Patricia was going to see it, that is quite bad manners. But, you know, I think actually there is a wider issue here that there do comes to certain ages where we should, men and women, stop doing certain things and stop wearing certain
Why?
Things. Why? Because it's not age appropriate. And it can start to look like, in some instances, especially with men, actually, more so at the moment than women, I've noticed, mutton dresses, lamb, they're sort of clinging on to onto their youth, and it just looks a little bit tragic.
I heard you had a pair of pleather trousers, William Hansen.
I've had no such garment.
Emma Wolf, what do you think?
Okay, well, first of all, congratulations to Patricia on her, I won't say weight loss, on her healthy changes, healthy lifestyle. That is amazing. But I think maybe my problem is more with the leather trousers than with the aging thing. I mean, 56 is no age at all. But I do have a bit of a problem with leather or with plastic or with anything,
Let's step away, though, from this particular example and talk about ageism when it comes to clothing. Because I know, for example, William's saying if you a certain age, you're too old to wear the likes of that. I know as well that William has said in the past that when it comes to the likes of bikinis, after a certain age, women shouldn't wear them. Is that ever okay, Emma?
No, it's not okay. But listen, it's not just a comment on social media. It was an actual message to Patricia, which is even more pointed and it's even more, well, it's just bad manners. You know, my father has a saying, good manners are the only thing. And that's true. It's all about manners. It's bad manners to write to someone and say that.
I notice what you're doing, Emma.
Hold on.
You're not answering my question.
No, my answer is, it's about selfies. And you know what I did? Yesterday, I bought a beautiful stripy dress, and I took a photo of me in it, and then I thought, oh, God, I've learned. I'm not going to do that. I didn't post a photo. It's on my Twitter. I didn't post a photo of me in the selfie in the dress. I posted a photo of the dress. Because you know what you do? When you post the selfie of yourself...
I don't understand what we are talking about now. My question to you, Emma Wolf, would you get off the fence? I know what you're doing. But my point is, when it comes to clothes, is it ever okay to say to somebody, maybe in a nice way, you're too old for that? Or should it be the case that if you feel comfortable and good in something yourself, then it doesn't matter if you're 9 or 90, you do what you want?
All right, you do what you want, but then you should be aware that people are probably going to say things like mutton dressed as lamb. And I do think that the young, very young, like an 18-year-old, can get away with things that maybe we shouldn't be trying to get away with when we're 78. But as for Patricia being 56, well, she's barely even started. You know,
I don't know if I can come in here or not.
Yes, go ahead.
But, I just want to. I wasn't wearing like a halter neck top. I didn't have any flesh on show. I had a 3/4 length sleeve top on me. It was quite classy, as I thought. I have a dress shop. I kind of think I've got a bit of style. So everybody that has commented me said the same thing. I wasn't sitting there, everything hanging out. Do you know what I mean? And
Patricia, and neither was the stripy dress. What I'm saying is when one posts a photo wearing something, you're basically inviting comment on your personal appearance, and sometimes it's really, really rude and really hurtful. Mm. I don't condone those kind of comments at all, but
but I'll ask you again, Emma Wolf, because you're still doing it. When it comes to age and clothing...
I would never wear leather trousers. Is that what you're asking?
I am asking, in general, do you think, is it ever okay for someone to say... You know what I'm asking you. You're too old to wear that. Whatever it is, don't use the example of leather trousers because it's clear you don't like them.
I have two words for you. Helen Mirren.
Yes.
I mean, I wish I was Helen Mirren. My mum wears mini trousers. I think she looks amazing. She can wear... Somebody sent me a photograph of her in a pair of leather trousers.
Well, now what you're both doing is saying, if you look well, it's okay. That is still not the point. The point and the question is, if you're comfortable, so if everything is hanging out, and if you are 80 and you're wearing plastic trousers, but you feel good about yourself, is it ever okay for someone to say, you know, you're too old? Cahill in Market Hill. Good morning, Cahill. Go ahead.
Hiya, Vinny.
Do you have any plastic trousers?
No.
Leather,
I don't look good in them.
What do you think?
No one does.
Some people do, some people don't. If the lady in question is comfortable and happy, let her wear them. If a gentleman is the same, let him wear them. You've got it flaunted.
Can I ask what age you are, Cahill?
I am 49 coming.
So do you dress in your head according to your age? Are there things you would look at and go, I'm too old or I'm too young for that?
No.
So you just wear what you want?
Whatever I find, I wear.
So you'd wear like skater shorts and flip-flops if you felt like it?
Oh, God, I wouldn't think twice about it.
I'll make sure I don't go to Market Hill. Cahill, thank you. Barbara in Lisburn.
Good morning, Vanek.
Good morning. For some reason, beside your name, it says Big Barbara.
That's right. I'm Big Barbara, but everybody takes me for fat, but I'm cuddly, but tall.
You sound like my kind of woman.
All right.
What do you think?
Funny, I'm 76 years of age past.
Right.
And I wear my leather trousers.
Do you?
Oh, no.
Yes, and leather skirts and everything. I think it's wrong for people to dictate to tell people what's right and what's wrong to wear.
Because of their age?
Because of their age.
And why do you, how does it make you feel whenever you feel good about yourself when you're dressed up?
I feel like a film star.
And here.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Are they real leather trousers?
Real leather trousers, yes.
Are they not squeaky and uncomfortable and sweaty?
No, they're not. Someday I'll go down to the BBC and I'll wear them and let you see them.
Well, that's an offer I could never refuse. William Hanson, last word on this to you. You hear what Big Barbara says there. It sounds rude calling her that. But, she feels good, so whatever she wants to do, she's going to do it.
Exactly. She has a right to wear those trousers, but we all have a right to, if she asks for our opinion, to tell her perhaps she might be better in a nice pleated skirt.
There you go, Barbara. A pleated skirt is what you should be wearing.
You're too fat.
Say that again. Oh, it just caught the end of that.
They make you too fat.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, there you go. We'll leave it at that. Big Barbara, thank you very much. Emma Wolfe, Patricia McVeigh and William Hanson, thank you as well.